السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. وقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Alhamdulillah, we are in New Year 2026. Although this is according to Gregorian calendar, a solar calendar, and our Islamic calendar is based on lunar system, and our first month is month of Muharram, and last month the month of Dhul-Hijjah. But we are living in this Western culture. We are so used to with this Gregorian calendar that our every event is, you know, revolving upon this Gregorian calendar. Everybody knows today is 2nd of January 2026. But if I ask which month in Islamic calendar and what Islamic date, maybe a couple of people or few people will answer this month of Rajab. So because we are so used to with this solar system, that our everything is depend and based on January to December. So, 1 year, 365 days has gone from our lives. So this is not the matter of celebration, rather it is the matter of consideration and taking a reckoning and hisab, analyzing what we did in our last year and what we should do in our future, whatever time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for us. My brothers and sisters, our purpose of this dunya, coming into this world, is only and solely to prepare for hereafter. We should not forget this object of our lives. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are forgetful people. Al-insanu murakkabun min al-nisyan. Al-insanu murakkabun min al-isyan. So we do forget. Forgetfulness is our nature, is default. And that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down approximately 124,000 prophets, rasul, messengers, to remind us our object of existence in this world. Why we came in this dunya and how we should live our lives. And finally, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been granted the divine scripture, Holy Quran. And this Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed a guidance for us to follow. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is the guidance for the those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who adopt the taqwa. So this in verse of Surah Al-Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us, reminded us again by taking an oath of the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in several places has taken the oath of the time. Time itself is very, very precious commodity. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wal as, taking the oath of the evening time. Other place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wal fajr, the morning time. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wal duha, afternoon time. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wal layl, night time. So all these periods of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath to emphasize that how valuable this time is. But we are spending so unmindfully, like when Urdu poet said, subah hoti hai, sham hoti hai, zindagi yun hi tamam hoti hai. The days, you know, rise, sun is rising, sun is setting, and our day is over. We don't, you know, think how I spend day. We don't analyze it. Lai hayat aaye, qaza le chali chale, apni khushi se aaye, na apni khushi chale. We came in this dunya because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planned us to come in this dunya. That was the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one came with his own wish and desire. No one applied for it to come in this dunya. It is only Allah's decision. Lai hayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us life, we came in this dunya. And when death will approach and snatch our ruh, malakul maut, we're going to leave and depart from this dunya. So our coming in this world is not with our own plan or our happiness. And departing from this dunya also is not according to our plan, according to our desire. No one wants to quit this world. Everybody is crying at the time of death. Lai hayat aaye. قضا لے چلے چلے اپنی خوشی سے آئے نہ اپنی خوشی سے چلے. Then بہادر شاہ ظفر was very good poet. He said, عمر دراز مانگ کر لائے تھے چار دن, دو آرزو میں کٹ گئے دو انتظار میں. That's the reality of the life. عمر دراز, long life. We thought we planned, I'm going to live for 100 years. عمر دراز مانگ کر لائے تھے چار دن. In reality, it was only 4 days. Shortness of our life. 4 days. Do arzu mein kat gaye, do intezaar mein. 2 days, half of the life. We plan to accumulate the wealth, amass the wealth, work hard to get the money, to purchase the house, to purchase the car, to fulfill this and that. And do intezaar mein. And then we plan, we wish, I'm going to get retirement, then I'm relaxed, I'm going to spend my time in comfort, in luxury, in peace. It does not happen. It does not happen. So we have to be very, very mindful. There are so many signs of Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indicating and warning us. In other place, one of the poets said that ghafil tujhe ghadiyal deta hai munadi, gardu ne ghadi umr ki ek aur ghata di. In olden days, we also have one clock. It's always to make noise, tick, 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 24/7. Every second is making noise. So poet has taken the lesson from it. What is indicating? What is reminding you? Ghafil, oh unmindful person, ghadiyal deta hai munadi, that watch, the clock, is giving you an information, an alarm, an alarming to you. Gardu ne ghadi umr ke ek aur ghate. With every second, our life is getting melted. In every second passing, we are coming close and close to our grave, and we're going far and far away from our dunya. So that's why it is said, jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jaa hai, tamasha nahi hai. This is world is not to get involved and have our connections, our desires with this world. Rather, that is the place of ibra, taking a lesson and preparing for hereafter. That is exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُمْ وَلَعِبْ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. The real life is abode in hereafter, where we have to live forever and ever. We come in this dunya and we try to have a better life, better house, better wife, better job, better position, everything for this dunya, 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 lust and desire. Poet says, Hazaro khaish aisi, Hazaro khaish aisi, ke har khaish pe dam nikle, bohat nikle mere armaan, lekin fir bhi kam nikle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them this ability to give the message in two couplets, and so deep and profound in the meaning. There are so many lust and desires we like to get, but every desire, every lust, every plan is such that we want to die for it. We want to grab it, that opportunity. Hazaro khawish aisi ke har khawish pe dam nikle, bahut nikle mera armaan lekin fir bhi kam nikle. There is no end of the desires. No matter how much luxurious life a person has, how many big palace, position, wealth, bank balance, he still desires for more and more. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadith that if a person have valley full of gold and silver and diamonds, whole valley full of gold and silver and diamonds, is unimaginable. No one can get that much of wealth. But just imagine, just guess, if you can have that much of valley, still a human being will not satisfy. He will desire for another valley like that. He will desire the third valley like that. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, only the sand of the grave will fill his mouth. He will die and he will buried in the cover, and that's all will be end of the life. That's why it is warning, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut. Do whatever you want to do. Conquer the whole world. Become the CEO of the big company. Purchase the properties. Make a big palace and mansion. Drive the flashy car. But at the end, you're going to die. And you have to leave everything in this dunya. So my brothers and sisters, we have to value our time. Every moment, every minute is so valuable. Let us put the glance, what happens throughout the globe in 1 minute. 1 minute is so valuable. In 1 minute, approximately 250 babies are born every minute. 150 people die. We can be one of those. 116 people get married in every minute. Blood circulates throughout the body 3 times in 1 minute. Our heart pumps 4.2 liters of blood in every minute. Our heart beats 60 to 100 times per minute. We don't even realize. Every minute, our heart beats is from 60 to 100 times. And when we stop beatings, we're going to die. We blink our eyes. Look at the qudrat and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We blink our eyes 15 to 20 times per minute. We don't have time to count it, right? It's so automatically is happening while you are working, reading, whatever you are doing, your eyes is blinking automatically. So in 1 minute, it blinks 15 to 20 times. 4 million, look at to the amount of food we are eating. 4 million burgers are eaten in 1 minute. 2 million cups of coffee are consumed. 1 billion liters of water is used every minute. 16,200 times a bee flaps its wings. 2,088,000 new stars are created in galaxy. 2,088,000 new stars every minute Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is creating. The sun flings 60 billion kilogram matters into the space. 960 million liters of water evaporates from the earth in every minute. 5 times earthquake occur on the earth every minute. Amazon, very famous, everybody is know about Amazon. Amazon delivers 1,200 packages per minute. Now come to the social media. Everybody is so glued, indulged, involved in social media, cell phone and iPad. How much time we are spending or wasting on social media, just imagine. According to one report, on social media, YouTube uploads 500 hours of the video content every minute. 500 hours. About 1.5 million social media posts are made on YouTube. So, approximately 240 million emails are sent every minute. People are so busy. 240 million emails are sent in 1 minute. 54 million WhatsApp messages are sent in 1 minute. 180 million Google searches are conducted every minute. 70,000 photos are posted on Instagram. Approximately 100 million minutes of content are streamed on Netflix per minute. About 500,000 tweets are sent on Twitter every minute. 500,000. Now this is the dunya. Everybody is indulged and involved and they are wasting their time, which is very valuable and precious time. We are wasting on this social media and on this worldly lust and desires. How we can utilize same time, same minute for akhirah? Let us glance onto this. In 1 minute, one can recite 100 times subhanallah. In 1 minute, we can recite 100 times subhanallah. For every subhanallah, look at the reward for akhirah. For every subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned one of the hadith that if you utter one subhanallah, Hazrat Ibrahim sallam informed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the time of Miraj that tell your ummati that if you say one subhanallah, Allah is going to plant one tree for him in paradise, in Jannah. And that tree will be so huge that fasted running horse will continue running. It will not end to the shade of the tree in 500 years. One tree. And in 1 minute, we can say 100 times subhanallah. So our 100 trees can be planted in our paradise. Every minute. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned that whoever recites 100 times subhanallah wa bihamdi, and best time is before fajr, make a habit of reciting before your iqama is done 100 times subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah wa bihamdi. If you read 100 times a day, Rasulullah said all his sins will be forgiven, minor sins, even if it may be as much as the foam of the sea. In 1 minute, all sins can be forgiven by reciting 100 times subhanallah. One can recite more than 100 times istighfar in 1 minute. 10 to 20 lines of the Holy Quran can be recited in 1 minute. If you have the habit of reciting fast, you can recite 10 to 12, 20 lines per minute. And what is the reward of reciting the Holy Quran? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, "Man qara'a harfan min kitabillah falahu hasanatun wal hasanatu bi ashri amsalihha. La aqulu alif lam mim harfun, alifun harfun, lamun harfun, mimun harfun, aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam." He said, if a person just reciting alif lam mim, he will get 30 rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he explained, alif lam mim is not single word, it got three letters. Alif separate, lam separate, and mim separate. Just saying alif lam mim, you will get 30 rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in 1 minute, you can recite 10 to 20 lines. You cannot imagine how many words it contains, 10 lines and 20 lines. Multiply by 10. And that reward just for 1 minute. In 1 minute, a person can recite 20 times Suratul Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, shortest surat of the Holy Quran. In 1 minute, if you have habit, you can recite Suratul Ikhlas 20 times. What is the reward of Suratul Ikhlas? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if a person is reciting 3 times Suratul Ikhlas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him the reciting the reward of the whole Quran. We all know about it. So in 1 minute, if a person is reciting 20 times Suratul Ikhlas, how many complete Quran he will get in reward? At least 6 Quran in 1 minute. He can get the reward of 6 Quran just by reciting Suratul Ikhlas 20 times in 1 minute. Every minute, someone is in sujood, somewhere in the world. Millions of Muslims busy making dua every minute. Adhan is called out somewhere on the earth every minute. 24/7 system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, somewhere is night, somewhere is afternoon, somewhere is evening, somewhere is morning. So adhan is continuing throughout the globe every minute. Somewhere. Every minute is very precious and very, very valuable. Every minute, some sins are committed or repentance are made. It's up to you. You can utilize that 1 minute to fulfill your desire, commit the sin, or you can use that minute to make your akhirah and repent on your sins. Every minute brings a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or closer to shaitan and devil. It's his choice. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. We have shown him both paths. You're going to go to the Sirat-i Mustaqim or you're going to go to the devil and shaitan's path. It's up to you. Time is given. Your life is given. You choose which way you want to go. So every minute will push you or make you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or will take away from Allah and close to the shaitan and devil. May Allah save all of us from it. It is utilized, every minute is utilized in good deed or in the violation of Allah's command and doing the evil. Same minute. It is beneficial or harmful. It's up to you. Every minute passes, it pushes us close to our paradise or to our hell. It is for us or against us. If you utilize in the remembrance of Allah, the minute will be in our favor, or that same minute can be against of us if you misuse it and commit the sin in that minute. It is all up to every individual how he uses his time. To gain temporary lust for this dunya or eternal enjoyment of the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us in the Holy Quran, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. A person, not a single word does he utters, except that with him is an observer prepared. He's grabbing that word and recording and preserving, and he's going to represent on the day of Qiyamah. Every single word. If every minute, contains birth or death, good and bad, sin and repentance, guidance and misguidance, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by practicing on his Mubarak Sunnah, or displeasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by violating his Mubarak Sunnah. Then imagine how valuable that 1 minute is. Wise and intelligent person is he who uses it to make it beneficial and not the harmful. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the most beloved deeds, khairul ahabbul a'mal ila Allah adwamuha wa in qalla, aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the most beloved deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those done consistently, even if a small deed, but doing continuously, that deed, that amal, that act is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if little bit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the oath, as I said, wal-fajri, wal-asri, wal-duha, wal-layl, etc. Different period of the time, different period of the day, Allah has taken an oath to emphasize that the importance of the time in which we are living our life. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised those, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah Ta'ala is praising those servants who are constantly, continuously remembering Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala while they are standing, while they are sitting, or while they are lying down. Because our entire life, we spend in these three different postures. Whether we are standing, doing some work, or we are sitting, or driving, or eating, or we are lying down. These are only three postures we all go through in throughout the life. So those people, those servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all the time, in all condition. It's so simple that I say subhanallah, astaghfirullah, alhamdulillah, while you are driving, while you are working, while you are shopping, while you are walking, you are sitting on the chair, you can keep on saying, your tongue can be busy with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. This is the benefit. The wise people say, there are four signs that prove that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. How you can claim, how you can say, how you can understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is loving you. What is the sign of it? He says, if Allah ta'ala has made it easy, if you want to know what is your status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then look at what Allah made you busy with. If Allah ta'ala has made it easy for you to keep yourself busy with his ibadah and good deeds, it is a sign that Allah loves you. Those brothers who are not coming to the masjid, busy in their worldly affairs, families, think about it. Why I am not going to the masjid? Why I have tawfiq to come to the masjid once in a week? And that is for 2 rakat. They don't care about sunnah after Jummah. The moment, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, they stand up, they go. Then you will see him next week. What's the reason? We don't even think and ponder about it. We don't even care about it. Why I am stay away from the masjid? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not allowing me to come into the house of Allah? What wrong I have done? Why I have been deprived from such a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not allowing me? He's not giving me tawfiq to come to the masjid, to bow down, to prostrate in front of him. Why am I away from that? I'm sitting at home doing nothing or doing busy, you know, worldly things, watching drama or the game or something, or playing the game. But the time of Salat comes, we know exactly this is the time for Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Fajr, we don't get up. There is something wrong in me. Allah is kicking me away from his house. is not giving me tawfiq. It's a matter of thinking and pondering, my brothers, how many years pass from our lives and how many days left, we don't know. So that is the first sign. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you busy with ibadah and good actions in amal, it means He is pleased and He loves you. Number two, if you are happy with the hardship and trials and tribulations, as you are pleased with Him with the happiness, it means Allah loves you. You don't complain, you don't cry. Whatever comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better for me. Khairihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala. Whether it's good condition, bad condition, everything I should be making sabr. And I should be patient. This is the test. Ad-dunya darul imtihan. So in both condition, if you are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that your pleasure, your happiness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, satisfaction with the decision of Allah, it proves that Allah loves you. That's why He granted you tawfiq to make sabr and don't complain about your hardship to anyone else. Number three, if your parents, very important for my youngsters and for everybody who has his parents still alive, take this in consideration. This is a sign. If your parents are happy with your service, it is the sign that Allah is happy with you. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that inna radha rabb fi radha walid, aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is depend and rely on the pleasure of your parents. If parents are happy, Allah will be happy. If parents are displeased with you, you coming, spending all time in the masjid, keeping your head on the sujood, and parents are not happy, Allah is not going to look at your ibadat. That's the condition by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep your parents happy by your service, by your khidmat, by your obedience. If they are pleased with you, even you are doing little ibadah, Allah will be pleased with that little ibadah. Why? Because the parents are happy with you. Keep this in mind. And if you have, you know, displeased your parents, apologize to them and continue making the khidmat of your parents as long as they are alive. Number four, see how people treat you outside. Sometimes a person is very religious inside the masjid, is not living musalla, but his attitude, his actions, his tongue, his behavior, such a bad or terrible that people stay distant from him. When they see who is coming, they take another path. He's going to say something, he's going to insult me, he's going to do something. So one side, he's so, you know, engaged in ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hukukul ibad, he is missing. People are not pleased with him. And he regarding himself, I am a very pious person. All the time I am in the masjid reciting Quran. But his conduct and dealings and his character with the people are not good. Then that kind of worship, Allah doesn't like it. So the fourth sign, see how people treat you. If people love you, they are happy with you, their hearts are inclined towards you, then it is the sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you. And if people are not happy, then you must think about it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the last inshallah, I'll conclude that very profound and very powerful hadith with regard to the time and our life. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, badiru bil a'mal sam'an hal tantadirun illa faqran munsiyan aw ghinan mudghiyan aw maradan mufsidan aw harman mufridan aw mutan mujhidan aw ad-dajjalu fa sharrun ghaibun yuntadaru aw as-sa'a fa sa'atu adha wa amr aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, be prompt, hasten towards it, doing good deeds before you are overtaken by one of these seven afflictions. We don't know. Today I am healthy, tomorrow I won't be able. Today I am wealthy, tomorrow I'll be poor. So are you waiting for such poverty? which will make you unmindful of devotion. Sometimes poverty make you so, you know, desperate that you forget the ibadat, you forget everything, and you're just thinking of that poverty. Or the prosperity, on the other hand, sometimes Allah grants you the wealth, and you become so rich and so wealthy, you forget everybody. You become a corrupt person. So are you waiting for that kind of prosperity which will make you corrupt? Or that kind of disease and illness which will disable you? Or such senility or dementia which will make you mentally unstable? Right now I'm functioning, my brain is thinking correctly. After age, my brain start, you know, functioning differently. I cannot remember. I pray salat or not. I make istinja or not. It's so difficult at the time, that person forgetting everything, dementia. So before that comes, better utilize your health in the ibadat and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or are you waiting for sudden death? Oh, I'm going to start praying after next month. I'm going to start praying after week. I'm going to start praying of Jummah. How do you know you're going to reach till Jummah? Don't plan for future. Start right now while you are still breathing. Sudden death can approach and your old plans will be finished. You don't have a future plan. Allah knows when, how you're going to end your life. Just as Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say, if you woke up in the morning, don't wait till evening. You won't be able to do, you won't be able to see sunset. And if you're still alive in the evening, don't wait until the fajr time, because you might die at night. You won't be able to see sunrise. So whatever time we have in our hands, utilize it in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making our akhirat fruitful. So that kind of disease which will disable you, or such sanity which will make you mentally disabled, or sudden death, or are you waiting for Dajjal? I'm going to start coming to the masjid. When I see Dajjal is come already in San Francisco, is chasing on 80 East, let me go to the masjid. It's too late. Don't wait for Dajjal. Are you waiting for that? You will start only when you hear Dajjal is appear in Israel? No. It's already there. Or are you waiting for As-Sa'ah? Are you waiting for the Yawm al-Qiyamah? And that hour will be the most grievous and most bitter. May Allah save all of us. Give us a tawfiq to utilize every minute of our lives in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the repentance on our sins.